Facebook Supreme Court packed with anti-Trump, progressive figures. By Alim Bokhari on May 6, 2020. Facebook has released a list of the first 20 members of its oversight board. A semi-independent body the social network is setting up that will have the power to decide whether content banned by Facebook stays banned or is restored on appeal. Members include the former editor-in-chief of The Guardian and a human rights expert who is part of George Soros' Open Society project. Colloquially known as the Facebook Supreme Court, the idea for the body was hatched by Harvard Law professor Noah Feldman, a liberal academic and one of the Democrats' expert witnesses during the impeachment hearings. Also involved in the body's development was a progressive nonprofit, BSR. The 20 members announced by Facebook today include progressive, left-wing, and mainstream media figures who have been highly critical of President Trump. One addition is Alan Rusbridger, formerly editor-in-chief of The Guardian, the UK's leading left-wing newspaper. His appointment to Facebook's oversight board, and the lack of any figures from conservative media, has already drawn condemnation from Conservative Party MPs in the UK. Damian Green MP, a member of the UK Parliament's Committee on Culture, Media, and Sport, said that Facebook fails miserably to provide confidence in its political balance. Globally, Facebook is much more important than any newspaper or broadcaster, so it has a consequent responsibility to demonstrate it is open to a range of views, he continued. Alan Rusbridger and The Guardian are more infamous in Britain than the US, but the former editor-in-chief is no fan of Trump. In September 2017, he expressed his support for Robert Mueller's obstruction of justice investigation against Trump. The oversight board also includes Nicholas Suser, who once said he loved an article comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler. Side note, for reasons unknown, Suser has this author blocked on Twitter, perhaps damaging expectations of a fair trial by the oversight board if ever banned on Facebook. Other members of the oversight board include Helle Thorning-Schmidt, former Prime Minister of Denmark for the left-wing Social Democrat Party, Afia Asantewaa-Sarekia, a human rights expert who is part of George Soros' Open Society Network, Pamela Carlin, who worked in the Civil Rights Division of President Obama's Justice Department, and Evelyn Aswad, who served as Director of Human Rights in Hillary Clinton's State Department. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, one of the Senate's most vocal critics of big tech, condemned the oversight board as another sign that Facebook ought to be broken up. There appears to be no major Trump-supporting figures in Facebook's list of oversight board members. The closest thing it has to a conservative figure is John Samples, vice president at the largely anti-Trump, Koch-funded Cato Institute. Samples appears to be a never-Trumper. He appeared on a podcast discussing the president's assault on American institutions, and has accused the president of appearing to oppose basic ideals underpinning liberal democracy. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.